one, two. Speeding through the universe, thinking is the best way to travel. It's all a dream, light passing by on a screen, and there's you and I on a beam.
Olifanten die aan Vermist werden opgegeven, zijn gevonden op de platform en kunnen door de heer Boltini worden afgehaald. De 6 olifanten die aanvankelijk als vermist waren opgegeven, kunnen worden afgehaald. Vlucht RP906 uit Londen heeft Schiphol niet gehaald vandaag. Wachtenden voor reizigers van deze vlucht dienen over 2 weken terug te komen. Reizigers voor de IK-vlucht naar New York kunnen hun parachutes afhalen in de vertrekhal bij Bali 5. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention for the announcement, please. Ik hou nu op met omroepen, want ik moet even naar het toilet. I will stop giving you information because I have to go to the ladies' bathroom.
When you're setting out to fly, no matter how you try to get to the terminal on time, what with traffic jams, the car, the airport being far away, which terminal, that bloody yellow line? Well, of course you just don't make it, and therefore, for your sake, it's a relief to find your plane is still in France. In fact, you are not late. You've got 2 hours to wait. You're early, so why the song and dance? Then you slowly grow aware that a cat is standing there as your overweighty pounds are jotted down and a bag you've lost again is on its way to Spain just as your forehead is beginning to unfrown. Yes, a cat. Like Elliot Skimble, different sex, much more nimble, is waiting for you there with sky blue hair. She gives you a flash of computerized eyes and purrs, will you walk this way? And now for the fun, the journey's begun to the terminal lounge where you stay. They say with time to spare it's wise to go by air, but you didn't think you'd have to walk so far. Down long corridors you trudge with much, much too much hand luggage, rather wishing that you hadn't left the car. Then the cat who keeps an eye on the travellers who fly will watch now as you're ushered to a room where it's wise to show respect, for she now seems to suspect you, this feline whose name is Tom Laboon. There are buzzing rat-tat-tats that would startle lesser cats while she finds out if you're carrying a gun. She's ever so polite, if ever so uptight, till she ascertains your journey's just for fun. Then Tondra gives a mew to enlighten all the crew. Your intentions are as honest as the day. Then if you can find your pass, she'll let you board at last. Ah, nearly ready now to fly away. The music's calm and sweet. Hand luggage under seat and all around your feet. In the luggage rack, coats only is her whim. She checks your belt is tight so you won't float round in flight. Gives lifebelt drill in case you have to swim. There's a button for the light, concealed but very bright. 250, please, for earphones that won't play. Oh, well, never mind. Tondra's very kind and is sorry, sir, or ma'am, for this delay. One brisk trot up and down the aisle, an announcement reassuring and soft. The engine roars, the jumbo soars. Yes, Tondra's got us aloft. Oh, of course it could be boring while you're sitting there just soaring through the air with your knees up, but it's fun. Tondra will amuse. She brings the daily news all in French or some other foreign tongue. There are lots of forms to fill in a paper bag you can be ill in. Tondra's there to attend to everyone. There's a lovely plastic food that does no one any good, and a blast of air to make your sinus run. And as the clouds fleet beneath your feet, or the plane gives a bump or a roll, give thanks for the care of the cat of the air, who's in personal cause and control. And as the journey's ending, she will check on your descending. The pilot needs her okay to sit down. She will round up all the crew to smile goodbye to you, and prods them with a toothpick if they frown. She assures you and the rest she's done her level best to bring you safe and soundly into land. Then she, or yet another, might even be her brother, will take you firmly to the customs man. And as she goes, she will say, in her debonair way, "Nice having you. Fly again." And that's that. She still looks so smart, but you're falling apart. Does the transatlantic jet set cap?
places where the weather is much better and the food is so much cheaper. Well, I help her with her baggage, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the plane is ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that she really knows me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so. She is leaving on a jet plane without a runaway. And I can't believe that you're leaving, you're leaving. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so.
Fly away, fly away, airport. DSL, Amazon, buy and sell, eBay, layaway, last bid, noon today, plasma, Judy, Judge, broadband, Matt Drudge, J. Crew, BNN.com, CNN, JPEG, email, pop-up, Gmail, shower can, filter spam, slam, bam, a finger spam. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. It's a bungled jungle out there, man, some kid got mauled by a bear. Surround sound in my own lair, I ain't going nowhere. I got perimeter motion, doggy door, mail call, people, Avon, wireless, strobes on, pin code, keypad, relay, pepper spray, home base, interface, three zone, plug and play, infrared, photocell, squad car, decibel, choppers up, sonic boom, activate the panic room. Zantac, Lipitor, Dizepam, Nexium, Prevacid, Percocet, Levitra, Leviquin, Elavil, Fosamax, Plavix, Keflex, Next Day, FedEx, Zithromax, Avalox, Flexeril, Topamax, Prozac, Ativan, Adderall, I take them all. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. I'm cutting my own hair, man, nothing I need out there. Outside sunny, but inside share, I ain't going nowhere.
Eastern train, after weeks of hunting in the woods of Maine, quite extensive whiskers, beard, mustache as well, sat a student fellow, tall and slim and swell. Empty seat behind him, no one at his side. Into village station, Eastern train did glide. Enter aged couple, take the hindmost seat.
Enter village maiden, beautiful petite. Blushingly she faltered, is this seat engaged? Sees the aged couple properly enraged.
Student quite ecstatic, sees her ticket through. Thinks of the long tunnel, thinks what he will do.
Pleasantly they chatted, how the cinders fly. Till that student fellow gets one in the eye.
Maiden sympathetic, turns herself about. May I, if you please, sir, try to get it out.
Then that student fellow feels a gentle touch. Hears a gentle murmur.
Does it hurt you much?
Whist, slap, bang.
Into tunnel quite, into glorious darkness, black as Egypt's night.
Out into the daylight glides the eastern train. Student's hair is ruffled, just the merest grain.
Maiden seen all blushes when then and there appeared a tiny little earring
in that horrid student's beard.
Got lot of feathers on his head. They turn around and grin, and I grin back, but not a word was said. So I took out my harp and I played him a tune. I could see they were digging it. Then the one with the bell, well, he turns and he says, "We'd like to help you make your trip." And I went flying. $20 in my hand. Well, I paid my fare. I'm in the air, flying back home again. And I went flying high, all the way. Yeah, all the way.
Drive these country roads, the ride is so alive. Gives me a little breather when I leave my 9 to 5. One single smile, happy, pretty, have no petty doubts. But when I turn the corner, my distorted mood comes out. Hey buddy, are you waiting for some special shade of green? The pedal goes down for movement, you know. So move it, butthead! Every other vehicle has got an open mouth, and every other word the FCC would cross out. I'm boxed in moronic traffic, roll the windows down and shout. In raw way, it's okay to let it out. And driving in New Jersey was never as much fun as beating your head against the wall. From point A to point B is such a wealth of abuse. If I didn't get mine yelling in, man, some stupid-ass pedestrian just stepped in front of my car. I guess he couldn't see me coming. Yeah, right. It almost seems funny when we get behind the wheel and close the door, our darker self has so much more appeal. Dr. Jekyll had an ulcer, couldn't find the cure. He took a ride and Mr. Hyde screamed till he was pure. So Grandma, have you ever considered trading that clunker in for a refrigerator? I mean, the way you drive, it would probably be faster. Sometimes you gotta wonder who would live through all of this, but it's perfect together, cause drivers take their licks. In the end, we all need a scapegoat when we're pissed, and this is a chance that you won't miss. And driving in New Jersey was never as much fun as beating your head against the wall. From point A to point B, it's such a wealth of abuse. If I didn't get my yelling in, I'd get none at all.
I travel round Australia on highway number one. I travel round Australia just to have some fun. But when I got to Sydney, I stopped to see someone, and she said,
"Walk, walk and run, run, run.
Walk, walk and run, run, run. Walk, walk and run, run, run. Walk, walk and run, run, run on highway number one." I travel round Australia on highway number one. I travel round Australia just to have some fun. When I got to Brisbane, I stopped to see someone, and she said,
"Gallop, gallop, jump.
Gallop, gallop, jump. Gallop,
Gallop, gallop, jump. Gallop, gallop, jump. On highway number one, I travel round Australia. On highway number one, I travel round Australia just to have some fun. And when I got to Melbourne, I stopped to see someone, and he said,
hop, hop, hop and stop.
Hop, hop, hop and stop. Hop, hop, hop and stop. Hop, hop, hop and stop on highway number one. He said, hop, hop, hop and stop. Hop, hop, hop and stop. Hop, hop, hop and stop on highway number one.
Every year I drive out to Cape Cod for the last part of June. Leave the city by 10 and you're there in the late afternoon. On the way there's a village called Marion that you pass through. The first time I approached it, I'll always remember the sign that came into view. It said, entering Marion, and I thought, what a fun little sign. But the feeling of entering Marion had a kick that was hard to define. A rapturous rush, a physical flush, chills up and down the spine. For the few minutes I was in Marion, all Massachusetts was mine. Well, it got to be kind of an annual thing, the event that would start each vacation off with a bang. Then one year, who knows why, I decided to try a new route. So I got out my map and I traced one I thought was a beaut. After driving all morning, I came to the top of a hill, where a sign stood before me that promised a new kind of thrill. It said, entering Beverly, which was lovely and not overbuilt. And the pleasure of entering Beverly far outweighed any feelings of guilt. I could say I'm contrite, but it wouldn't be right, for the truth is that later that day, I found myself entering Sharon. It was there, so was I. We enjoyed it, hey, what can I say? By the next year, I'd try any route just for novelty's sake. I was cursed with a thirst that no single township could slake. Oh, at the wheel I looked calm, but inside I was running amok. When a sign in the road dead ahead sent me straight into shock. Entering Lawrence, my God, I was out of control. And I'd no sooner finished with Lawrence than boom, I was entering Lowell. Then I backtracked and re-entered Lawrence, then Quincy and Norton as well. Around midnight I pulled into Athol and flopped in a Fleabag motel. I slept fitfully in my clothing and awoke in a pool of sweat and self-loathing. Lying there, feeling lower than carrion, a name came clear as a clarion. I jumped in my car, and before very far, I was entering Marion. How totally, wonderfully great, how grand to be entering Marion after tramping all over the state. Every sleaze bucket verb, every tryst by the curb, had really just helped me to find. I'm happiest entering Marion, I guess I'm the Marion kind. Oh yes, I'm the Marion kind.
Up down west, don't go. Sit Mississippi River, Davenport.
Corn, 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 corn.
What's that smell?
Corn, 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 Iowa City. Corn, 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 corn.
Look, a tree.
Corn, 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 corn.
There's that smell again.
Corn, 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 Council Bluffs, Missouri River.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the KBC Traveling Circus of whatever, I guess. This week we deal with travel. What is travel? Well, if you leave someplace to go to someplace else, that's travel. If you leave someplace to go no place, that could be travel too. After all, thinking is the best way to travel. That's how we started with. Anyway, I'm sticking to that. That was, of course, the Moody Blues. Mike Pinder on vocal there, wrote it, etc. Something from, I believe, Denmark. I don't know. It just kind of feels Danish. Something called Dingetje, D-I-N-G-E-T-J-E, from somebody called Schiphol, S-C-H-I-P-H-O-L. Dates back to 91. Pay attention to the accents and the actual languages that woman speaks. It's interesting, I thought. Anyway, Tundra Boom. From Keith Mitchell, don't ask me. The Motors, that was Airport. You remember them, don't you? Of course you don't. Of course you do. Come on. What time did you say it is in Salt Lake City? That was Fever Tree, featuring the vocals of Dennis Keller. Alex Bobbin, after that, rhymes with Robin. Spelled like Robin, but with a B. Okay, did I make the point? That was called, you know what that was. That was Vacation, ripped off from the Go-Go's. I like that. I like that. Well done. I Ain't Going Nowhere was Rick Moranis. You remember him, of course. Riding Down from Bangor, Malay and Miranda from 53. There are no trains running to or from Bangor except for creaky freight trains. This could change sometime in the future. They're trying to run a line through. We'll see. I won't be around. Flying High was Country Joe and the Fish. Driving in New Jersey, Logs in the Mainstream, not recommended. Shenanigans, Highway Number 1. Highway Number 1 goes all around Australia. And back. Entering Marion from John Forster. You know what happens when you go to Massachusetts. Choose wisely. Holiday Road, Lindsey Buckingham, of course. I think that was a cover of the Fleetwood Mac version or something that they ended up using in one of the National Lampoon Vacation movies, right? Okay. And then...
G'day. My name's Tony. On behalf of myself and the coach line, I'd like to thank you for choosing to drive with us today. I'm a bit of a local. Hope I can impart some of my local knowledge. If you've got any questions, don't hesitate just to sing them out. Those who are interested, swaying away to the right there, that's the old bridge. That was replaced by the new bridge in 1972. Yeah, funny thing, the old bridge used to be called the new bridge. Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one. Up ahead, there's the Bronzer Bluey, a local sheepdog, who became a member of regional council. It's a bloody great day for dogs, not just here, but throughout the entire country. Yeah. There's the town's oldest street up ahead, and that's the Museum of Meat. The town's largest industry. Of course, that's the sock factory, hence the giant sock. The town hall. Another mosaic wall. There are 5,600 tiles on that wall. I know, I counted them all. A local school, a local swimming pool, which was opened by the Governor General back in 1952. Where I was caught with a friend aged 11 sniffing tractor fuel. We thought we were pretty cool, breaking them change and shed rules. What do you see up there? The banner hanging in the air, the Presbyterian Fair. Well, I never go, there's too many Presbyterians there. But if you're interested, the fair's in the third weekend of August every year. But don't bother entering the raffle, it's always won by some kid off the mare.
Well, do you hear that sound? The town clock heard from anywhere in town. Till 1960, it was a little place in Norway. We bought it for £100. Rumor has it they sold it cheap because the chimes were too loud. But every time I hear that sound, it makes me so proud. Well, look to your left, what a beautiful sight. It's Paula, Paula Thompson. Knee Paula right, look at her hair. Well, it's still gorgeous even now. Flowing like the Waimahunga River, which incidentally is to your right. And is the largest in the area
in terms of volume.
Everybody, look at Paula, look at Paula Thompson. I always thought I'd marry Paula, but some things just don't work out that way. Well, that's the most important thing you'll learn on the tour today. That and the fact there'll be a toilet break at the information center near the man-made lake. I just ask you one favour. If you do see Paula in town later on, I'd appreciate if you didn't mention the details of my tour. Same goes for my wife, Gloria, who you'll recognise because she looks a hell of a lot like Paula, actually. Yeah, but, well, she's not Paula, that's for sure. No. Oh, she's not Paula, no. Paula Thompson, born in 54, to a family of four, to the family next door, take me back next door. Paula Thompson, need Paula right. That's her old house, number 39. Number 4-1 was mine. If this old coach could go back in time, I'd drive to 1979. Take me back.
Take me back, take me back.
Take me back,
take me back,
take me back. Take me back,
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 take me back. Yeah, sorry about that. I just get a little bit carried away back there on the corner, but a bit emotional. But that is the end of the tour, so yeah, mind your step, enjoy your stay, and we're good on you.
Well, I believe I go down in Florida. Tell me the sunshine down every day. I believe I go down and fly. Tell me the sunshine down every day. I believe I take my baby in the beach. Sit down in the sun and play. Place I'm gonna stop by Newberry just to see an old friend of mine. Place I'm gonna stop by Newberry just to see an old friend of mine. Night home, tell him I'll be back some other time. You want to go with me, Matthew? Hey, 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 hey. I don't want to make myself late. myself lay. Well, I want to give myself a penny time. This time I'm going to stay.
Like in 2010, there was a story in the news at that time about a cruise ship that was stranded out in the middle of the ocean. It's hard to keep the cruise ship stories straight because they just keep coming at us. And they just seem to get worse. Well, first of all, most of these stories, they always say there's like 4,000 people on the ship. And, like, they all have dysentery and the toilets don't work. And in those circumstances, I suppose it wouldn't even be safe to even jump in the ocean. I mean, there's just nothing. You would be so trapped. Or people throw one another overboard in the middle of the night. Or they're swimming around and the ship just leaves without them. But in this particular one, it was stuck in the middle of the ocean for 3 days. They had no power, hence no refrigeration, hence no food. And so they had to fly food into the passengers. And apparently what they flew into them was Pop-Tarts and Spam. That just cannot have been what you were thinking when you booked your cruise. Well, let's go on a cruise, drink lots of booze, let the high life and the romance happen. I hope the trip that we chose is not one of those where everybody's puking and crapping. I don't believe they mentioned in the Fromers and Burlets fires in the engines and the stopped up turlets. Pop-Tarts and Spam, I'm do-si-do with my baby, life's just so glam. It seems we're going nowhere, maybe love starts in these parts with free hearts and Pop-Tarts and Spam. And you can look like a jewel, dress for the pool, and never even take your suit off. And we can stare at the sea, and stare at the sea, till an airplane drops the food off. We can swim with all the creatures in the beautiful sea here, and hope that when we turn around, the ship will still be here. Pop-Tarts and Spam, I'm do-si-do with my baby, life's just so glam. It seems we're going nowhere, maybe love starts in these parts with free hearts and Pop-Tarts, and love starts in these parts with free hearts and Pop-Tarts and Spam. Pop-Tarts and Spam. And Spam.
Guys and a lot of dopes, and the people there always come to to your hate. As long as you have got the cash to pay, I'm on the road to Jamaica. Oh, the Indian Isles, Island of Smiles. Road to Jamaica. It looks such a Jamaica. It's going to be my home. I'm on the road to Jamaica. Oh, the Indian Isles, Island of Smiles. Road to Jamaica. It looks such a Jamaica. It's going to be my home.
Sat there in this cafe, this Riviera cafe. The menu was in French, whoa, and the plumbing wasn't safe. We ordered tea for two. It cost us 12 and 9, and something in a bag was floating round in mine. And all the while the music played, and people fraternized right up the Esplanade. I told the wife, oh, we'd be better off in Blackpool. It's more genteel, and you can get a decent meal. Hey, this French life, oh, we'd be better off in Blackpool. I told the wife, and the wife, she said to me, may we? No, we may not. Sat there in this cafe, an hour or two went by. A garçon in a vest was giving her the eye. The dirty swine, we ordered steak and chips. They brought us something stewed. It smelled like it was off, and it looked extremely rude. And all the while the music played, and what went on put Dolce Vita in the shade. I told the wife, oh, we'd be better off in Blackpool. They've got a pier, which is more than they've got here. Frogs on my knife, oh, we'd be better off in Blackpool. I told the wife, but the wife and this garçon, they gone.
Back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, you name the happy day and I'll be there, and you know where. Back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, all that you have to say is that you care, and I'll be there. I wanna walk down the aisle side by side. I wanna get in the car for the honeymoon ride. I want a trail of rice to paradise, for everything will be so nice. If the wedding is back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, we'll have a lot of roses everywhere at this affair. So if you love me the way that I want you to love me, we're gonna settle down back where the chapel is in Minneapolis town. Back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, all that you have to say is that you care, and I'll be there. I wanna walk down the aisle side by side. I wanna get in the car for the honeymoon ride. I want a trail of rice to paradise, for everything will be so nice. If the wedding is back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, we'll have a lot of roses everywhere at this affair. So if you love me the way that I want you to love me, we're gonna settle down back where the chapel is in Minneapolis town.
In Minneapolis town.
Minneapolis town.
You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true, I love New England best. Well, now, give me the maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home?
Oh,
I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum de dum de dum day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, ride a wild man. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, right on. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum de dum de dum dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Go. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, I love New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day.
At the height of the season, when a room was really hard to find, we drove around and long about evening, we found a motel they called Cloud Nine. Now the wife and kids went out to find our room, while I unloaded the car. Soon the kids came running back excited. They said, hey Dad, this is the best place by far.
And they said, Daddy, they got mirrors on the ceiling, and you ought to see what's playing on TV. They got whips and chains in the closet, and the bathtub will hold the family. Now you're like a big heart, and Daddy goes up and down, and Mom's so happy she's crying. It must be the magazine she found.
I ran to that room so bewildered. There, I found my wife in tears, crying, someone, please take off these handcuffs, and what's that trap he's doing in here? Just then I saw my youngest go walking.
was something he had found. He said, "Hey, Dad, what the heck is this thing? It vibrates and makes a humming sound."
And they said, "Daddy, they got mirrors on the ceiling, and you ought to see what's played on TV. They got whips and chains in the closet, and the bathtub will hold a family. Now your bed is shaped like a big heart, and Dad, it goes up and down. And Mom's so happy she's crying. It must be the magazine she found."
In fact, this place has got me thinking, let's send the little bastards home.
And they said, "Daddy, they got mirrors on the ceiling, and you ought to see what's played on TV. They got whips and chains in the closet, and the bathtub will hold a family.
I was dating some girl from Dayton, then I got a little noisy with someone else from Boise. I did some yoga in Saratoga, wound up with lumbago from San Diego. It got a little clammy one night in Miami, made me wish again to be back in Michigan. I got too cute that time in Butte, finally hit my quota in Sarasota. I wanna stop all this frequent flying, stay clear of those friendly skies. Too tired of all this trying, I need a map to keep track of my lies. No more rental cars and mini bars, macadamia jars and five-star motels. I had a folly one night in Raleigh, man, it was scenic on down in Phoenix. I went bonkers one night in Yonkers, but it was costing too much in Boston. I want a shredder rail pass, I gotta get back on the right side of the tracks. I wanna switch directions fast, it's just easier to stick to the facts. No more don't tells and won't tells, I'm done with these five star motels. I gotta pull the wheels off this wheel estate, park it on a pretty piece of land, find a hometown girl that I can show the world, and tell the boys that I'm leaving the band. I kept a stash of petty cash for a wedding bash at the finest hotel.
Thank you.
I started to swoon, orbiting her moon. If I lived on Jupiter, I couldn't have been stupider. I can't blame you for what you see. You are light years ahead of me. I messed around with re-entry. We're just not from the same galaxy. It's just the way I am, sorry ma'am, but I'll be damned to five star. I won't tell if you don't tell, it's just as well in these five star. There's no hope, it's the way I cope. I stole the soap from the five star motel.
Heading to the next town, getting ready.
All right. All right. So I just want you to know that I don't like to travel. I mean, I actually hate traveling. I don't like driving anywhere far away. I don't like getting on planes. Trains I've had fun with, but still, I just hate traveling. It's not going somewhere else. It's just I hate traveling. Okay? That said, I did go on a cruise once, and I've never had more fun in my whole worthless life. But anyway, let's do the playlist here, right? Flight of the Conchords, the bus driver song. Anybody ever been on a guided bus tour? Yeah. Vacation song was Johnny Farmer, Vacation in Florida. Cruise Ship Crazy was Carrie Aria, and I swear, that's true, I've never had more fun, but fortunately I didn't have to have a situation like Cheryl Wheeler told us about after that. That was called Pop-Tarts and Spam, based on any number of mishaps, I don't know. If you're going to go on a cruise, I have this piece of advice for you. Starve yourself for 2 weeks before you go, because you're going to put on 30 pounds, okay? With all that free food, drinks are expensive, all right? You heard it from me. Leopards after that. The Road to Jamaica. Lance Percival. The Riviera Cafe. Can you get that? Okay. Jill Corey from 1958. Minneapolis. I was there 45 years ago. It was a wonderful, wonderful place. I just wish I knew what the hell happened. I don't know. New England from Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. Farquhar. Don't ask me. And that was Cloud Nine Motel. The less you know about that, the better you're off. Let's see, where are we here? Oh yeah, Rick Moranis again, Five Star Motels, and Jersey City. Going back to Jersey City was Bobby Long. I don't expect to be there for a while, so don't hold your breath. And then Dion, Hug My Radiator, because that's your second home, right? Okay, a couple more coming for you, and I'll see you next week with more shenanigans, or who knows, maybe we'll go to Australia.
It's gonna be enough. Stardate 2434.2. First Officer's Log. On a routine patrol flight in the Milky Way galaxy, I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation and, with much difficulty, maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation, all covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. As I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being. Or rather, what once was a human being. A scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty. Intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. And they started to quarrel amongst themselves. They could not live in peace. And they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left, but that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, "We called it Earth."